Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Dr. Louisa Show. We are so happy to have you with us. We're just bubbling over that you're tuning in with us on today, March the 12th. Now, I hope that you have something you can write the information on that we're going to share with you today. Maybe a little bit repetitious, mainly because what I have learned in my history of being a survivor from emotional, psychological, and verbal abuse is that it takes time. It takes time to begin to pull back the layers, to re-experience in your mind, just a moment, things that you experienced with the abused person. So, once again, we welcome you. Remember to click the icon that says follow so that you may be notified of the next show. Now, what I want to do is start off giving you the information about the National Domestic Violence Hotline. They can be contacted three different ways, and they're available 24 hours a day. One thing about it is they're trained individuals, and they're there to listen to you, to hear whatever you have to say. You can call in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call in to 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. Then you may text the word START to 88788. That's 88788. And then also you may chat online 24 hours a day, like I said, 7 days a week. You go to thehotline.org, thehotline.org. Your safety is always first. And the hotline is personal individuals that call in. Some people call in about their family members, their friends, and some people that are survivors of domestic violence call in. And then sometimes the abusers themselves call. So that number to call is 800-799. And if you can't remember the last four numbers, numerals, it's SAFE, 499-SAFE, SAFE. So let's go ahead and get started on today. Now today, we're continuing to talk about abused trauma and realizing that being positive is great and looking at the new me. Now we're going to try and pull back some layers this morning of what you have probably experienced and gone through. Being positive is great. Now, are you able to think about just one thing you did within that abusive relationship recently that made you feel good? Just one thing. Maybe you finally realized one thing. Maybe you finally paid attention to one thing, and this is the one thing that the abuser does and how the person traps you into a state of mind where you feel like you can't take it. One thing. And then looking at the new me. We've already started pulling back layers in our past few talks with you, mainly because we're allowing you to take a deep look at yourself. And at the same time, we're allowing you to know that you can do also positive things back to yourself. So I want you to know anyone can be an person. Anyone can be an abusive person, whether it's a family member, a friend, someone at work, brother or sister, children, anyone can be abusive. Abusive words are a common tactic that the abuser uses. And I was just listening to the show from last week, and I said it then. You have to know that abusive words is a common tactic. Those negative things that can be said to you are the negative things that can be done to you. What it does is it makes you feel less and less like a person. Going back to that. So let us be real. You have to be real to realize that abuse happens. It's real, and it happens. For a long time, for some reason, the show disconnected. I don't know what happened, but it disconnected. So we were talking about, let us be real, that domestic violence is not only physical, it's also emotional, psychological, verbal, and nonverbal. What does abuse look like? Signs, and we've talked about them before, that you can see in someone that is being abusive to someone else. The person will begin to start saying things like, it's your fault. You're the reason why I'm doing X, Y, and Z. It's all because of you. Nobody but you. It's you. And then the person tries to keep you away from your close family and friends. And there was a good one. When the person tells you things to make you doubt yourself and have you thinking, oh, I thought it was this way, but really it's that way. All of what I'm saying, it may sound like it's nothing, but it is something because it's all tactics that the abuser uses to keep control over the other person. That's all it is. It's one person exercising control over another. And sometimes the hardest part about getting help when you're with an abuser is recognize that you're with the one to begin with. So you have to realize that whoever is making you feel guilty about yourself, whoever is demeaning you, whoever is trying to control you, you have to realize that person is an abuser. And it took me a while. When I said a while, it took me years. It took me years to realize that that was how the person is. So you just need to take a step back and look and see all that's been happening to you from just this one person. So it also, what the abuser does is the abuser criticizes you and tries to tell you that you don't know how to make good decisions or look at what you did, blaming you. But you know what? Things happen in life. So don't let someone try to take your errors in your own life and try to turn it against you. That's using a different form of control over you to have you self-doubting yourself. So, we talked about healing from being in a verbally abusive relationship may not be something you can do on your own. And as I said before, that's what we're trying to do with this show. We're trying to open people's eyes and their ears to be aware of their surroundings and check it out to see if you're probably in an abusive. We're not talking physical, but in a verbally, psychological, emotional relationship that is abusive. So I want to read something to you. While abuse is never a survivor's fault, having the foresight to spot warning signs before one's life is in danger can be an invaluable skill. And this is what I wanted to point out. Some of it comes from listening to your gut. If you feel like something is wrong, maybe someone you just met, someone you've been knowing for a long time, and you begin to start feeling that something is wrong, and you feel in your gut that there's something that's negative going on, while other signs are more visibly apparent, other things you can see, the following signs can indicate domestic violence. When you're feeling like you're being controlled, that's domestic violence. This can include, this is kind of basic, but this includes someone telling you how to dress, who you can see or talk to, whether or not you have a job, or your partner is restricting your access to money, feeling fearful that the person might physically abuse you, having a partner with a pattern of low self-esteem, or who expresses feelings of inadequacy or powerless, a sense that someone around you is objecting you, treat you more like their property than an equal, that's the person that is being abusive. Once again, the number to call for domestic violence is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. And then you may text the word START. Then you may also chat online to thehotline.org, thehotline.org. So although the effects of verbal abuse can be significant, there is still hope. There is still hope. And that is why you're beginning to feel that little bit of positivity that you have about yourself is great. You are beginning to look at a new you emerging. Now, I'm not able to find the correct writings of what I'm getting ready to say now. But what you have to realize is each time you are able to realize, oh, so-and-so got so-and-so, that bothers me, I'm going to watch out for that the next time. Every time you begin to pull back the onion peel, you begin to see new layers of the person that's abusing you. Family member, brother or sister, child, your parents, somebody on your job. People don't care who they control. Some people do not care who they control because it's giving them a sense of authority, a sense of being in charge. Remember, verbal abuse doesn't have to take a lasting impact. What we're doing now, we're sharing interventions with you, how to come out from under being verbally abused. Sometimes it's just best just to talk in plain English and just bring it right on out. So that's what we've done today, and hopefully we will be able to pick up this again on next Tuesday. So I thank you very much for listening. May the Lord continue to bless you, and I hope whatever tools you picked up today, begin to put them in action. Have a great day. I think it's off. And a key to rebounding is to rid yourself of negative thoughts.